Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Leadership Call number 58 on the 19th of August, 2019 at 1730 UTC. Attending the call today are Russ, Denise, and Lauren. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, Steve, Charlotte, and Brenda. Today's conference is being recorded. I'd like to ask you to please state your name before speaking for the record. I'll turn the call over to Russ. Thank you.
Okay, welcome. I expect a short call just to figure out the agenda for the call on Wednesday. My understanding is that the compliance subteam has been working diligently, and if a call could be scheduled or has been scheduled, that would be the focus of the meeting. So that did not happen, huh?
It did happen. It's just, the goal is to have everyone in the subgroup in agreement in
yes.
providing the recommendations, and we just haven't been able to get everyone on the same call and on the same email, I guess, or in the same document, agreeing with all the recommendations. So we're hopefully going to have another call this week and then perhaps tee it up for next week if we're all done.
Given that, I'm not sure there's anything for us to do on Wednesday.
Oh, great.
So this is Lauren. I'm just wondering, we were discussing last week to essentially go through the call, through the recommendations now and make kind of basic consensus calls.
We had a really poor turnout, but we did that with all of the ones that are there. And the only ones that are missing are the Eric's. He hasn't copied them over from the other Google Doc. I sent him a note about that. I didn't check whether he did it during this week or not.
He asked me about it. That will happen. So he was just not clear on the process. So we discussed this on Friday with all the documents he got lost. So he said, okay, and I think that will be happening. So then that means we have a kind of very, very rough initial consensus on everything that's already kind of copied over.
Right, because we talked about Eric's at one of the meetings.
Yes.
Call. Right. So I just think they were in the wrong. I think he was working in the wrong Google Doc.
Yes. That is not unlikely.
Okay. Any ideas of something productive to do? I don't want to get people together and go through the list yet again. That just seems tedious.
Yeah, so I was wondering if we could use a different tool to gather that consensus. I'm thinking like a Google survey or something like that, where you can just say, yes, I'm happy with this in general, I'm not happy, and these are my concerns, or something like that, so that people who have trouble joining the call for whatever reason can indicate their position.
This is Denise. My concern about that is, you know, chasing people to actually click a button. I agree. I think we'll need to document any objections on any of the recommendations, and so we should have a really clear, both on a conference call and on the email list, of the members' responsibilities. To raise objections or edits by X date on the various items. But I don't want to, personally, I don't want to find ourselves in a position of just nagging people to go on to particular place in Google Docs and write down something or click a box. I think using our conference call and email list and setting out clear objection or edit deadlines would probably work better. My opinion. Thanks.
Yeah, this is Lauren. I'm also good with email. I just meant like, let's not just use the call.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah.
So why don't we cancel the call this week and say, please raise any concerns you have with the recommendations that are there, the ones minus the compliance on the list during the week. Take that time to read them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This does not make sense to me.
Yeah, okay. Same here. And it's just a point of clarification where this subgroup is addressing abuse mitigation and compliance. So I don't want to give people the wrong impression that we're only that the group only has recommendations related to ICANN compliance department. It's abuse mitigation and compliance.
I can do that then.
Cool.
Okay, so Jennifer, is there anything more we need to do to cancel the call other than my email?
No, we can certainly cancel the call. That's no problem. Nothing from our side. There's a couple of other items, though, on the agenda for this leadership call that we'd like to discuss.
Yes, I also have one. So I just wanted to make sure that we dealt with that as well. So what do you want to raise?
Well, first of all, the Q4 FY19 fact sheets that I sent on Friday via email, we wanted to present those on the call today. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to take a look at them, but Sharla has joined us, who is our expert in the fact sheet area. And so she's here to present those fact sheets, answer any questions. And we also wanted to let you know that next week we're planning to have some members of the ICANN Finance team on this leadership call who will be available to answer any additional questions and present some information to you regarding the review team budget. So we've got that item, and then Lauren added an agenda item on CPDP, the SSR2 meeting. So I'll let him speak to that. But if you don't mind, first of all, I'll hand over to Sharla, who can present information from the fact sheets. And I appreciate that you're not in the Zoom room, but hopefully she'll be able to present the information verbally, and you also have the information in the emails as well. So, Charlotte?
Yes, I know. I looked at the email. I don't know if everyone else has.
Okay. Well,
got
great.
It, yes.
Yep. This is Charlotte. Nice to chat with you guys. I haven't seen you since Marrakesh. I can't believe that's already been 2 months. So I've asked Brenda to project the main fact sheet in the Zoom room. I know you guys are not in the Zoom room, but basically, it's the first attachment in the email that Jennifer sent to you last week, because that's kind of the overview. The other three fact sheets are just supporting fact sheets with more detail on each of these sections, if you want that information. Basically, I figured I would go over the easier milestones and bar charts and whatnot on this sheet, and then we can probably talk about finances last, because I think that might that will warrant a little more discussion. So basically, percent complete, and I'm going to compare these to your March fact sheets and re-give you those numbers so you are fresh in your mind what's been changed. So as of March, we showed percent complete at 66%, and now we're showing 63%. The reason for that change was because we changed the expected completion date. We had June listed. And obviously that has changed based on your work plan. So it's now showing November as your completion date. which then drops the percent complete based on that duration. So 66 down to 63 now because of that change.
So the percent is only time, not work?
Right. It's basically, it's just calculated on the duration of the review.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
So that has been noted that, you know, expected completion date is November. So the next one is participation. There's been a change there as well. It went from 69% overall for the review team. That includes, you know, plenary calls, leadership calls, you know, sub-team calls when you guys had them. It's down to 66% now, so you've shown a little decline. I don't have comparison data by review team member. If you need that information, I'm more than happy. But as an aggregate, it went from 69 to 66 over the quarter. Milestones, you've shown an increase. As of March, you showed 36% was complete, and now you're showing 50% complete. So that's, you know, pretty significant progress in 3 months. And again, that's based on your milestones. So the last one that I think we'll probably have some questions from you guys is the financials section. Last quarter, you showed 75% of your budget had been spent or committed. And now it's showing at 104%. Reason being is that we had $73,000 in travel expenses for the quarter. You know, some of those may have trickled in from I'm forgetting which face-to-face meeting you had before Marrakesh. Was it Brussels?
Yes, anyway. We had a meeting in Brussels.
Yeah. So those, sometimes some expenses for some of the face-to-face meetings come before the actual meeting. Other expenses are after the meeting. So like the hotel and catering come in after, whereas airfare might come in before. It just depends when it hits the books and when it's actually charged to ICANN is when it shows up on your financials. So it's a little bit difficult for me to say all of the 73,000 was for Marrakesh because that's not true. I think that some of those expenses came in from the prior face-to-face meeting. So $73,000 for the quarter hit the books. And then also you committed to the tech writer this past quarter. So that's showing a difference of the $160,000 basically, difference between the March fact sheet. March fact sheet, you showed remaining budget of $140,000. Now you're showing a negative 20. So that's the difference between the two over the quarter. So if you guys have any questions, otherwise I think that the facts are the facts, and I can further explain it if you don't understand the rationale.
No, we knew the slip meant we needed more budget.
Okay. And as Jennifer mentioned, we will have some folks from the finance team join next week to talk about this, and you know, obviously we can't have you guys running on a negative budget, so we'll need to get them on a call to further discuss this. I know you guys do have more face-to-face meetings planned, so need to discuss that with them.
Yep.
What's the current budget allocated for the fiscal year we're in right now?
I don't have that off the top of my head. If you give me a second, I can look. Let me see here. What are we in? FY20. Dog's gonna start barking. Sorry about that. Let's see here. SSR2 travel. We had, so you know, it's hard to give these numbers only because, as you know, we plan for, like right now we're planning for FY21. So when we submitted these numbers, we anticipated that the work would be done with you guys. So travel, we have $87,000 and admin is $15,000. So basically the administrative side of expenses is maybe the tech support or venue, reserving the venues for a face-to-face meeting. So your total is 102,000.
Has that been sent to us? Or could you send it to us, please?
Then those figures?
But yeah, for the current budget.
Yes. We'll do so. Any other questions?
And so I'm not in the room. So the expenditures are in which document?
There's an expenses tab that I have, a fact sheet. I don't know if it's one of the supporting fact sheets that Jennifer sent out. That shows all the expenses that have come through for travel related expenses, which will tie into the main fact sheet. And then the other expenses that we show on the fact sheet are professional services. Those are the two main buckets.
Okay, so everything is called a fact sheet, but there's participation, milestone, and expenses?
Yes.
So what should I be looking at?
Yes, open up the expenses one if you want the detail on a monthly basis.
And so the budget spent committed by the review team is through the end of the fiscal year, and it's
correct.
Track, yeah. And so, could you send us the current fiscal year budget and the last fiscal year budget, just so we have those in the same email? That'd be helpful.
Sure.
And then, are under expenses? Are you distinguishing between staff expenses and review team member expenses?
So all the expenses that have hit the books for SSR2 are consolidated. So if we had a face-to-face meeting in Brussels, obviously we needed some staff support to support the work of the review team. And so that is not segregated out in these expenses.
Sure. Can you break out for our expenditures, staff expenditures, separate from review team member expenditures? And then I see in the fact sheet that the total approved budget is at 550,000, so that for the last fiscal year.
550,000 is for the review for the entire duration of the review.
Okay.
550,000.
All right, so we'll still need the last year's budget total and this year's budget total. And then can you break out the staff expenditures separate from the review team members' expenditures for us? Then do you also break out participation for assigned staff members' participation rates and review team member participation rates, or is that all together?
So participation rate on the main fact sheet, the one that has the overview of all of them, is based on the review team members. If you actually open the fact sheet for participation, that will show you not a percentage for staff, but it will show you hours that staff has attended the calls.
Okay. Thanks. I'll take a look at all this. Thanks for attending.
Okay. When do you want the staff expenses broken down? Because that will take me some time to kind of extrapolate all this data.
Oh, whenever you have it done.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Denise.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? Russ? Lauren?
I'm comfortable.
Okay.
So another thing I've seen is we don't have an IANA work stream anymore, and we're still tracking completion of it. This is more for Lauren and Russ. How are we treating the work stream that we don't have anymore?
So it doesn't, that's just an overall, it was, there was one call, it looks like. The attendance rate overall was 50%. We had two members attend, two not attend. That was it just rolls up into an overall participation rate. It doesn't drag down, you know, the participation rate over time. It rolls up to a subtopic participation rate. And then that influences the overall participation rate for the entire team. But because it was one call, it's not going to really have an overall impact.
I was looking at milestones rather than participation.
Oh, okay.
The research part of our milestone by the end of June should have been much closer to 100%. The research outstanding research was fairly minimal compared to what we had done in the past. So why was that I'm just curious as why that's at a 40% rate as of the end of June.
That's a category weight. So overall, we're saying that the amount of work that you're performing on this, you know, the entire review, 40% of the effort is in the research conduct review phase. So if you multiply the score times 40%, you'll get overall score for the research phase is at 31%.
This is really confusing. I mean, glancing at it, it gives people the impression that review planning is 100% done, that research is 40% done, but the bars are actually a percentage of total effort rather than a percentage complete. Right?
You're on the main fact sheet?
Mm-hmm.
So the bars show the progress towards that review that phase. The review planning is 100% done. Overall, it's 15% of all of your milestones. Research is about 70 some odd percent complete there? But it's 40% of your total effort.
I see. So it would be clear if you could include the assigned number for these milestone areas. Because you have the text you have above these bars on mm-hmm. milestone is percentage of total effort for each category, except when you have total, and then the text is 50% completed, which I assume means 50% of the overall review effort is complete.
Correct.
Not, right?
Okay. Correct.
Yeah, that's really confusing to me. Can you put text in here that has the same percentage complete across all these bars?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So for example, on the research, you would want it to show 78% complete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, okay. Yeah. And then how are you arriving at 78%?
So it's calculated based on the percent that you've shown complete for each milestone within that category, multiplying all of that times 40%.
From the work plan.
Yes.
Okay. And similarly, the percentage of total effort, is that taken from the categories of the work plan?
Jennifer, you'd have to answer that question.
I'm sorry, what was the question? Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, where are you getting the percentage of total effort?
The 15.
Is that from the work plan?
20.
So these, I believe, have been the same percentage since the review started. These are the percentages that were assigned to each of these categories. I believe it was based on the staff evaluation of what they thought the percentage would have been. I can't recall if there was a consultation at that time with the leadership, but those have not changed over the past since the duration of the review.
Could you check if that tracks with our work plan and maybe shoot us an email on that? And then I see the note that the work plan was updated in November 2018. We've actually subsequently updated it since then. So do these numbers reflect the work plan we had approved as of June of this year?
So all the completion rates are reflective of the June work plan. That's where we take the information from in terms of the milestone categories. The November 2018 was when the significant change to the work plan happened. So there was changes to the milestones themselves in terms of the names of them and what the review team was working towards after November. And so these the milestones have all remained the same. It's just since November, it's just the percentage of completion has obviously changed since then, which is reflected in June, and those are calculated in the separate milestones back sheet,
okay,
which you're just seeing the summary of.
Great. If you could put these facts and then that additional information in email so Eric can see it as well, since he's not on the call, the note that you have down here that the review team updated the work plan November 2018 makes it sound like that's the last time we updated the work plan. So that would need to be changed because we've updated the work plan in 2019. There may be a more fulsome note down there if you could send us some text to correct that as well that we could take a look at. I'd appreciate that.
Sure, we can do that.
And then also, I thought we had agreed that the status would also include the board suspension period as well. I don't see that on here.
So, are you talking about the duration, Denise?
Review status on the review fact sheet?
So the 63%. Does
nope, calculate. I'm talking about the box in the top right corner of the review fact sheet. It says review status, and it says start date, March 2017, expected completion, November 19.
Right.
Review duration, kickoff duration. Right. And so we had asked quite some time ago to have this updated to reflect the board suspension.
So if you see over to the right, which says 63%, there's a comment there that says that the 7-month pause is not included in that duration.
On my version, it's pretty obscured.
I'll have to check the PDF version. I'll see if I can fix that.
Yeah, personally, I find that confusing as well. And most people would look at the text up here for the start date, the review duration. So there's nothing, so it's not clear just based on the review duration, the kickoff, and expected duration that there was a pause.
Okay, we can change the language there.
Thanks. Well, I mean, I think, again, since Eric's not here, and I want to make sure that all of us have time to look at this.
Right.
If we could have all the stuff we discussed in an email, and then Russell Morin and Eric and I can all just finish this off the email, I think might be a good way to do it.
Okay, we'll come up with some
suggestions. Russ, unless you want to hold it over until the next call.
I'm fine with going to email, and we can talk again if it doesn't get sorted.
Sounds good.
Any other feedback, questions?
Not from my side, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, I think we're done with that topic then.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me join.
Thanks, Sharla.
Thank you.
This is Jennifer. So Lauren had an agenda item as well. So Lauren, do you want to cover your suggestion?
Yes. Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah, so this is a quick one. When I was working with Casey on a variety of SSR2 related topics, we multiple times talked about, you know, who is directory services, et cetera, et cetera. And I just thought it might make sense that, you know, if we're all in Montreal and the people dealing with what to do with this in the future, also in Montreal, would be to do a session to kind of meet up, see where they stand, maybe have some conversations and questions. I think this could be, you know, really useful for us just to see where they're standing.
So I think you're asking Jennifer to arrange a Montreal session?
Yes, exactly. I mean, obviously, that would depend on the, you know, you and Denise, and I mean, Eric's not there, agreeing that this is a good idea. I don't want to waste people's time. I just had the feeling, as well as Casey, that this might be useful for us to know what's going on there.
Makes sense to me. I'm sure that, like everything else during the ICANN meeting, finding the time slot will be the hard part.
Probably, but maybe Jennifer can work her magic and make it happen. That's my hope.
Thanks. We can take that as an action item and see what we can manage. And I also, just on Montreal, wanted to mention that we put in a request for just a general community engagement session, such as the ones that you're all very familiar with and used to now. So once we get more information on that, we can keep you posted, but do let us know if you don't want a session, in which case we can always cancel the request, but we went ahead and put that one in for, I think it's a 19-minute engagement session slot.
I'm hoping we have lots to say.
Okay, great. That's all I have from my side. Thank you.
Okay, I thought we needed to nail down the times for the leadership gathering on September 11th. I proposed an email that we start at 9 and then Eric confirmed that he can host at that time. And so I think the only question is, does anybody think we will need to go past 4 o'clock to do basically the Heather onboarding and then revisit the work plan to make sure that after we've had the discussion with Heather, the work plan lines with what we think that the schedule will be? Is there anything else we need to do?
So this is Lauren. Essentially, just to tell you what Eric told me to on this call is he can do until I think he said 4:30 about that time. Then he had job clarifications, but he said that after that he would be available again. From my side, I'm happy either way. I just need to have some sort of an end time idea, because I need to book travel. I'm flying back out, so I need to know. And I think my options are either at around 5. I currently didn't have it listed. Give me a second. So it's either 20 to 30, so really late, or the United app is not being very helpful, I'm sorry, or 5:05 p.m. would be the other option. And depending on what we do, I would just need to know that I can book the appropriate flight.
Well, 5:05 doesn't all work well with and working till 4 or 4:30.
Yes, that would be more of a 3:30. I mean, even with TSA pre and everything, I will need some travel time.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, that's my guess. Go ahead, Denise.
I'm all yours on 9/11. We can start as early and run as late as you want. After that, go on.
Yeah, that's pretty much my situation, too.
Yeah, so whenever everyone else wants to start and end, I'm all for it.
Okay, so
and I'll be there, and I'll be there the night before too. If
okay.
If we need work done.
Well, let's plan to begin at 9, and I would say you need to do something after your 5 o'clock date, Lauren.
No, I mean, I can take either flight. It's simply, you know, if we're saying we're done by 3-ish, I would take the earlier one. If not, I'll take the evening. I can do both. It's just a question.
Okay. All right.
Well,
cool.
Done.
I mean, I don't know exactly how long that kind of thing is going to take. The only experience I have with it is Brussels. And so there, you know, it was a kind of a free-form discussion to get things up to speed.
Yeah, so we're currently planning with taking until Eric has to pick up his daughter, which would be again like 4:35 around
yep.
that time.
Yep.
Okay, that all works.
Right. All right, so we've covered Lauren's topic, everything that was on the agenda, and the setting the dates for the times for the 11th, right?
Yes, I believe it's just your item, Russ.
That was my item, setting
okay.
the time.
Then yes, we're good.
Okay. All right, we're good then. And we'll talk to you in a week.
Thank you, everyone.
Excellent.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Yep. Bye.